Linzerstrasse 1116. Right next to the inn at number 11, you can see an interesting wooden gate which dates from the year 1730. Richly decorated with carvings, it still has some of its original fittings. It originates from the Viennese city palace Altan Pignatelli in Bankgasse, which was built by the Baroque architect Joseph Emanuel Fischer von Erlach. The palace was demolished in the mid-19th century, but the gate survived. It ended up with a second-hand dealer who eventually sold it to Melk. The building opposite at number 16 Linzerstrasse used to be the barber's. A pyramid chimney still remains from the former smoke room. Once the barber, Hans-Georg Sarisel, worked here. Among his tasks were cutting hair, shaving, and treating illnesses. Sarisel was embroiled in innumerable disputes and lawsuits about unpaid bills, brawls, libel, slander, mistreatment of his employees, etc. Because he overcharged for cupping, Melk's citizens demanded that he look for an apprentice barber who knew how to do bloodletting and cupping, and that he should also bandage the people who he bled on the same day. But that wasn't enough. In 1679, he was imprisoned for threatening to cut his stepdaughter's throat. He was only released when the plague came, so that he could look after the ill, but then he refused to treat the invalids. His wife eventually cut him out of her will, and when he took legal action about it after her death, even the abbot had finally had enough and ordered him to leave Melk.